Easter egg hunt together and different. There are just so many different. That's why I said there is like whatever you really want to do, Roswell offers it. You know, which is exciting.
No, and it's nice because I know how you were saying as a dance instructor that you also the non-residents are probably from Dunwoody and Alpharetta. Does Dunwoody and does Alpharetta have kind of the same kind of community activities?
I know Alpharetta does. I'm not familiar with what type of activities they have. Dunwoody, I'm not familiar with it at all as far as the park system or anything of that sort. But I know Alpharetta does, but a lot of, like I said, once we have, they have open registration for Roswell residents for a lot of things. And if it doesn't fill, you still get the classes. Everything fills up because the people that are non-residents, it's like they're waiting to make sure, you know, that I can get in here on this system. So I'm not sure what the other cities offer, though. I'm not sure at all.
Okay. Do you necessarily have to leave Roswell for shopping or for anything, for any other needs, like hospital or
no.
whatever? So you could really just stay.
You could do, yeah. Whatever you'll, yeah, is Roswell. Yeah, hospital, yeah, not really at all. Like you say, especially not shopping anymore because, like I said, Roswell is growing, you know. If it's not at the mall, it's around the mall, you know, in the strips. Everything you want is really here. So, I want to say bowling, skating, because we have the new skating and ice skating, you know, whatever you want is here, so.
Wow. With growth and change, I know people say that, especially in the last 10, 15 years, it's been like a real big growth in Roswell. How many people you think are originally who are natives like you?
From Roswell?
Right.
I'm not sure, because people that I meet now here in Roswell, like first they'll say, well, I don't meet many people who are from Georgia, in Georgia, you know, and with Roswell, I mean, some people have parents. I can't tell you. I don't know. I can't even give you an exact number of how many people I think are originally from Roswell.
Okay. If I could just get you, if I was like, okay, Tequila, now.
Give me a number.
Would it be a high percentage or would you think it'd be a small percentage?
I think we would be the minority here. You know, I think Roswellians would be the minority here in Roswell. I truly believe that, yeah.
So do you think it's just...
It's a small percentage of, you know, from the people that are here in Roswell versus all the growth, though. Not, you know, if we left and came back, but just the growth and everybody else moving in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would be the minority.
That's interesting. Okay. Let's see. Losing my train of thought. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, can you tell me a little bit about just transportation-wise? This is the suburbs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there easy access to public transportation?
There is off the main roads, but no, because actually MARTA has extended, you know, the areas that they come through here, even like when they built the transit system to come further up north versus us having to go all the way to Lenox just to hop on a train. So, but yeah, I think the public transportation is easier to access for, say for instance, if you live in an apartment or something like that. But like if you're like in a neighborhood off, you know, some other street or something like that, I guess they would assume you really don't need transportation. So, but for the people that actually need it, I think it is available for them, you know. But our MARTA bus station isn't more than 10 minutes away from, I would say, the grocery stores or stuff, you know, stuff that people really need to get to on a daily basis.
Okay, how do people here react when MARTA expanded their transportation?